Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Doug Tatum back on the show. Doug is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and he is the entrepreneur in residence at the Jim Moran Institute of Global Entrepreneurship at Florida State University. He is the author of No Man's Land, a book that I believe is still completely relevant. And we've known him for a long time. He's also has a newer gig called, he's the chairman of the board of Newport Board Group. And I'm going to get him to tell us about that in just a minute. Doug Tatum, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Glad to be here.
Good to have you back. We got a lot of things to talk about, but first I want you to tell us about the Newport Group. What's that all about?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You've been advocating for small business for forever, and I had sold the firm that I had chaired and led for 20 years to a major corporation back in 2010. Yes, it was. And a group of former executives came to me and with some ideas that we now inculcated as Newport Board Group. And we work in two areas, primarily helping companies that are in that transition to scale, you know, 10 million to 50 million. As advisors, their boards. You know, everybody in the entrepreneurial world is told they got to have a board of advisors.
Did you just describe No Man's Land?
I just did. Yeah, I sure did. Too big to be small.
You defined. You just defined No Man's Land.
I did, and those companies rarely ever get a chance to have somebody on their board that are as an advisor to them, not necessarily technically on their board, that have run larger organizations, have a love for the entrepreneur and help them grow their businesses. So we have about 100 partners in 15 offices in the U.S., and we work with emerging middle market companies, helping them grow to scale, helping them sit down and think through their management, their market, their model, and their money issues. And then, of course, we also get invited in to serve on boards of private equity firms.
Right.
It's been a lot of fun.
You kind of become integrated in that ecosystem.
We certainly have. And by the way, it's more important now than it ever has been. As you know, Jim, I chair a research institute funded by everybody from Kauffman to originally the NASDAQ Foundation to Everlow Foundation, and we track every company in the United States for 23 years, and we just put some numbers. We haven't published them yet, so I'll broadcast them on your
We're breaking news here. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, in some respects, it's very, very concerning. We have a enormously shrinking corporate market in the United States. Companies above 250 employees are shrinking at an ever
Companies above, when you say companies above 250, you mean non-publicly traded companies above 250?
No, all companies.
All companies above 250 are shrinking in numbers or in size of employees? How are they shrinking?
And they're shrinking in numbers of companies.
Wow.
And the revenues per employees are increasing. In other words, what you have is the advent of massive capital availability and technology, creating unprecedented consolidation. Now the no man's land segment.
So you're saying that the numbers are dropping because of consolidation?
Yes.
And that's creating problems for employment. It's creating problems for the Main Street economy.
I think have structural unemployment because you can grow companies now with less employees.
That's exactly right. And because of the financial, what I'm calling financial capitalism, Doug.
Interesting. Whenever
a corporation, I'm kind of tippy-toeing up on a little bit of a soapbox here. I want you to give me fair warning here, but sure. when a large corporation chooses to consolidate with their cash, then invest it back in the economy, they're not adding value. They're doing it for their own value, their own purposes, not adding value to the economy, the marketplace, and I call that financial capitalism, not marketplace capitalism.
Well, let me
hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, because I want to give you a full opportunity to respond to that, folks. You've heard me talk about this before, ladies and gentlemen. This is one of my issues, and I'm very anxious to hear what Doug thinks about this. Let me tell you something, folks. He knows this world, and we'll get the truth and the accuracy out of Doug Tatum after these messages. 20 Tail, I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingham. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.